Once upon a time, in a shtetl far, far away, regular Jews, most Jews, did not feel very close to God. In fact, they were very often told that it was not their lot to be close to God. Once upon a time, far, far away, in villages throughout Eastern Europe, there was a hierarchy among Jews. There were those Jews, those few, that minority, that were rabbis, that were the leaders, that were the learned, well-versed in all the texts. And then there were the masses, who for the most part were quite unlearned. And it was very keenly felt that only the privileged few had a real deep connection to God. Once upon a time, it was taught by Jews that only by learning a lot of Torah and being an expert in its very deep, intricate texts can one have a relationship with God. Once upon a time, Judaism taught that to be able to really come close to God, one needed to mortify the flesh, shun the physical world, not be a part of regular society, and only then can one achieve holiness and a connection to God. Once upon a time, in a state of mind that is far, far away from the way that we all think now, it was said that only great rabbis, well-versed in the whole Talmud, only their prayers are precious in God's eyes. But the simple petition, the simple heartfelt prayer of a simple person, of the tired and the poor huddled masses yearning to breathe free, their prayers are not important in God's eyes. All these things were once upon a time the way most Jews looked at things. But then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. The soul of the Baal Shem Tov came to the world, the founder, the one that revealed the Hasidic movement into the world. And the holy Baal Shem Tov revealed the deepest essence and the secret of the essence of what all of Torah is about, which is the revelation of God's ultimate unity, that only God exists and everything is the light of God. And therefore, there's nobody at all that could ever say they could get close to God. Everyone has equal access to God because God is in everyone equally. And nobody could think that one has to do anything in particular to get close to God, because everything is just another way God's light is manifesting, and all we need to do, anyone can do, is just meditate and have an awareness of this truth about God, and one is tapping into the divine. And the Baal Shem Tov came and showed how every single person in every place and every time is able to come to God in the deepest way. And no matter who you are, what you know, what you've done, you could pray and have the deepest prayer, which is a prayer almost like prophecy. The Baal Shem Tov stressed that not only is God listening to every single person always, but he's also speaking to us every moment, every time we direct our hearts and our minds to God. And this was a radical new way of looking at Judaism. This was a revolutionary way of looking at all of our relationships with God. And the question, of course, is where did this light of the Baal Shem Tov come from? How was he, quote-unquote, allowed to say these things that were so different from what all Jews and holy Jews had been teaching until then? And, of course, it goes without saying that's why once upon a time there was a movement that's not around anymore, but there was a movement called the Misnagdim, those that were opposed, that were against this revolutionary, empowering vision of the Baal Shem Tov. They wanted to keep the status quo of the hierarchy. They didn't want this idea that every single Jew, no matter what, no matter when, could become one with God's light. But the question is, where did the Baal Shem Tov, how was he able to bring about this new revelation and teach things that had never been taught before? So there's a parable from Reb Pinchas Koritzer, one of the main students of the Baal Shem Tov. And the parable goes as follows. One time in the middle of the night, a person had to leave his village and travel to the next village. And you know, back then there was no light on highways and stuff, and this person had to go through a forest to get from one village to the other. And the village town square was lit up by a few torches, but as he went into the forest to go to the other village, it was getting darker. And as he went farther into the forest, deeper into the forest, it was getting darker and darker and darker until finally became pitch black. But he kept walking in that darkness and kept walking, walking, walking. Finally, after a couple of minutes, it started getting a little light. And then he started getting further away from the village from which he was coming, and it was getting more light. And as he was walking, more light. Now you could ask a question. He got farther away from the village he was coming from. where's this light coming from? And the answer is that this is already light that's shining from the village to which he was going. This is already, he's starting to receive light from that village, which is his aim, his goal, the place he was headed to begin with. And Sir Pinchas Karitzer explained that the second temple was destroyed. There was the cataclysmic destruction and the descent of darkness on the Jewish people when the second temple was destroyed. And as we went into diaspora, it became darker and darker and darker. And Jews became more alienated from God, and more Jews felt that they couldn't connect to God. But then all of a sudden, in the 16th century, the Zohar was revealed in the world. And then about 150 years later, the Arizal revealed Kabbalah. Until finally, in the 18th century, the Baal Shem Tov came to the world and revealed the secret of God's unity, that everything is God, that everyone could always get connected to God. Where is this light of the Baal Shem Tov coming from? This is already a light from the third temple. This is already beginning to taste the light of Mashiach. Of course, this is a radically revolutionary way of looking at things, because this is the way things are going to be when Mashiach comes. And you know that God told us through his prophet Amos that when Mashiach comes, Ve'eshbeiches ruchi al kol basar v'nibu b'neichem b'neisechem, I will pour out my spirit, God says, on all flesh, and your sons and daughters will be prophets. We will all be prophets when Mashiach comes. We will all see God and hear God throughout reality when Mashiach comes. And therefore the tzaddikim taught us that Chassidus is a taste of that prophecy. The Piazetzner in the very beginning of Achshach Savreichem, and many, many old Jews taught us that the Baal Shem Tov's Torah, living with the teachings of Chassidus, is a taste of prophecy. Living now with being able to see God in reality and hear God through everything. That every one of us could feel every moment that we could become literally one with God, that we are one with God. This is already now a taste of that time where God will pour out his spirit on all flesh. That we will all be prophets. Already now his spirit is starting to shine in the world through the teachings of Chassidus. And the day on the calendar, the one day on the calendar, which is the day that God officially gave over this light into the world in the broadest way, is tomorrow. Tonight already, the 19th of Kislev. The 19th of Kislev marks the day where God gave permission that every single Jew could partake of this revelation of God's Spirit pouring out on all flesh, that every Jew could connect to God. This permission was given on the 19th of Kislev, which is tomorrow. Therefore, we need to mark this day with taking extra time and meditating on God, realizing how we have to make God part of our lives, training now to be little prophets, and thereby finally reaching our destination, which is Mashiach, which is the third temple. And this was the 290th voice note, and exactly a year since I started recording and sending out every day a teaching. Baruch Hashem, the reception of it has been marvelous, and it's my deep honor that so many Jews are enjoying it, and I'm asking now in honor of the 19th of Kislev to please help me continue doing this and teaching these Torahs. If you've already contributed, I thank you, but if you have not yet, please help me spread the light of God, the light of prophecy, the light of the third temple, and make a donation to today's Heavenward Gaze. Good Yontiv.